Okay. You guys ready?
I guess so.
Ready, Eddie?
Eddie repping his team.
You ready, Eddie? Can you hear us?
Well, we can't hear you. Uh-oh. We can't hear him.
Can't hear you, ready? Can't hear you.
Oh, we can kind of hear you.
Getting closer.
No.
It's a plug, huh?
No, no.
Yeah. Is it a plug?
Yeah.
It's probably going out. Can
you hear me?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
That is. I thought that was Eddie popping a beer for opening day.
Not yet. Later.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's see. Where are we at?
Just us three again?
Yeah, this is going to be off for a little bit. Just got stuff going on. I don't know.
All right.
All right, let's do this.
Greetings, Mark Thompson here, formerly of Mark and Brian. You're listening to the M25 show, which kind of sucks. Mine are good. Mark and Linda, daddy versus daughters. But since you're listening anyway, here it is, the M25 show.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve.
Morning, y'all.
Here we are.
Good back to see again.
Eddie. Good to hear you, too.
Yep.
We thought Eddie was going to be a mute.
Oh, no. Not today.
We thought you were down, Eddie.
Eddie usually doesn't talk much. Like, in real life, on the show, he's very open. But, you know, I thought we were going to have real life Eddie, not M25 Eddie.
Good.
How are you doing today, Eddie?
Plug-in issues. I'm doing good.
Yeah?
A little tired, but good.
Happy opening day. Who's
happy opening
day? Who the hell's that? Don't know who it is. Don't know.
I'll go sleuth it out.
Hey, I got a question for Alberto, since you're doing all that stuff right now.
What stuff?
Well, you're looking to see who it is. Are we live on the fan group page or the Steve, Eddie, Alberto?
Boy.
Because, you know, sometimes Eddie gets a little mixed
so
up.
We're live on Steve, Eddie, Ellis, Alberto.
Aha! I knew it! Okay, I got you.
Well, I hope you should know. You're the one sending all the, live links.
It gets a little screwy sometimes.
It's a little overwhelming, Husty.
Yes. Eddie, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard of the Tennessee Monster?
The Tennessee Bigfoot.
Oh, you've heard of Tennessee Bigfoot?
I've heard of Bigfoot.
What's that?
I've heard of Bigfoot.
Okay, so I've never heard of the Tennessee Monster. Is that?
Oh. Sorry, folks. I think this is on my side. Yep.
What is that? Alberto, do you know?
You got to repeat because I guess I froze up, so. The Tennessee Monster?
What? The Tennessee... What did I say, Eddie? The Tennessee Wildman?
Monster.
Oh, Tennessee Monster.
No. Is that your nickname in college?
No. No. But the Tennessee Monster is... Okay. So, our guest that's coming on has made a movie about the Tennessee... I hope I'm saying it right. Tennessee Monster, but it's called Tennessee Bigfoot. And this Bigfoot fella seems to have different names and stuff, but I don't know if it's the Tennessee Monster is the same as just the regular Bigfoot, but he's from Tennessee, or it's a whole different species. You know what I mean? I've been rolling around bed thinking about it all night, and I can't figure it out.
Well, that's a good reason to not sleep.
Sasquatch is Sasquatch in the same thing?
I don't know. I'm because I thought, okay, Tennessee Bigfoot sounds like something, right? Instead of saying the Oklahoman Bigfoot or the
Alabama Bigfoot.
The Alabama Bigfoot or the Winoka Bigfoot, you know, something like that. But
the Alaska Bigfoot. Snowman.
You know, some states have more than one Bigfoot. You know, there's the Los Angeles Bigfoot, the San Diego Bigfoot.
Yes, but remind me, when we get our guests on, to ask him, because I believe the movie he made is based on true events, I believe. We're going to ask him, but this is what my research of Steve did. But remind me to ask him, because you know how Richard always says that a Bigfoot can carry two big hogs under each arm?
Yeah.
And he can hurdle fences?
Mm-hmm.
Like a track star? I need to ask him that, because Richard just believes in that deeply.
Well, maybe the Tennessee Bigfoot can do that.
Okay, maybe from different states they can they get them more track worthy.
Yeah.
What about the one at Disneyland? I wonder if that one can do.
The Yeti.
The one at Disney. Oh no! I'll stop it. This is...
He just hangs down in the mountain. You know, he doesn't really do any much work.
He just scares people, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Luis
Palomares with the happening opening day.
Oh, okay. Luis. Yes, Luis is he's the one that introduced us to Tacos Che and More.
Okay.
We haven't heard from them for a while. Hopefully they're doing good, and hopefully their business is doing well.
I was actually checking out their Facebook page yesterday. It looks like they're still in business and doing good. At least through the end of last year.
That's good. I'm glad they're doing good.
And if you want Tacos Che and More to cater your event, if you're listening to the podcast, go to the show description and you'll find the link down at the bottom.
Hey, do you think the Tennessee Bigfoot looks like the one at Disneyland, except a different color?
The one at Disney? Are you talking about the Matterhorn?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Matterhorn's not even there anymore.
It's there.
Is it? Oh, it's still going?
Yeah, it's still there.
I thought they shut it down.
They shut you down.
No.
They might have closed it for a refurb for a little while, but it's still standing. Don't worry.
Maybe change out the monster.
Hold on, Disney freaks. Hold on. You guys are go all the time. Is it in motion? Can I get in line if I want to go? Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Forgive me. I didn't know.
Maybe we just shut it down to switch out the monster.
We don't want that false information getting out, you know.
Okay, I apologize.
All our fans calling Disney, yelling at them and, you know, quoting us. No.
Okay.
Anyways, I assume he's going to be a different color. That one's more of a mountain snow Bigfoot. So yeah, he's white, and then, you know, if you're in the forest, you want to blend into forest colors.
He's white with red eyes, right?
Yeah.
And the one in the forest is probably
white,
brown
with red glowing flashing eyes. So
with green eyes. The one in the forest is.
Man, our guest is probably. You know what? Our guest is probably going, hey, forget. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Well,
okay.
Well, we don't. That's why we're going to have one.
Okay. We're going to find out if. I'm very curious because this guy, he made a real movie, Eddie. It's coming out.
I know.
It's a real. You saw the thing I sent you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get down to business because our buddy Richard, who's always talking about Bigfoot all the time, I hope he's watching because we finally got somebody that's got it's some kind of Bigfoot stuff going on.
Actually has something
some
on him.
Yeah, some kind of info. Hopefully he can give us some good info. So let's bring him out here, Eddie. And don't forget for me to ask him that question about the hogs, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's bring him out here. Here is from Superman Media, Khalil Neal. He is a filmmaker. And we're going to bring him out right now. Hello, Khalil.
Hi. How are y'all today?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
By any chance, are you watching the show on anything over there?
My dad is.
Okay, is there any way you could turn it down a little? Because we could hear the feedback and it sounds kind of low. It sounds like you got a Bigfoot running around your house.
Okay. Is that good?
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, it's only when you talk, so you say something and we can tell after you talk.
Testing.
Okay, so far so good.
Okay.
Yeah, when you have like the show playing in the background on another device or your device, we get like feedback, so that's why
I have
people turn it down. How are you doing, Khalil? Nice for you to come on our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm doing great.
And
thank you for inviting me.
I don't know if you heard any of our conversation before you came on about Is that true? We have a friend of our show, a good friend, who's a Bigfoot fanatic.
Enthusiast.
And he always brings up this thing that there's a Bigfoot sightings that a Bigfoot can actually have two big hogs, like one under each arm, and able to hurdle fences when he's running.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that story. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do me a favor. Can you turn the volume down more because you're having some more feedback? We want to make sure we hear this good.
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. I'm in a hotel.
He's in the big hotel.
Yeah, hold on. I might have an idea.
Oh, you got some earplugs?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. There we go. This is what I need to do, Eddie. I need to tell the guests to wear earplugs because we had this problem with the last guest, remember?
Uh-huh. So Bigfoot can carry two hogs. Yeah. Leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Well, I don't know about that, but he can.
All right, is that better?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, are you plugged into your phone or whatever you're talking on?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, just make sure the volume's turned down if anybody's sitting next to you that has the show playing.
Okay.
So that's true about the Bigfoot. He's able to do that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Okay. Well, I guess I can't be busting Richard's ass anymore about that. I really thought he was making jokes about it, but okay. This movie you got going on, is this a movie about you investigating a Bigfoot, or is this? Explain to us what's going on with this movie.
That's a great question, actually. That was the original plot of the film. Like, I was going to go hunt the Tennessee Wild Man, but then it actually turned into me just going on a camping trip to the Tennessee Mountains, and that's how the movie turned out.
Okay, so you are going camping and whatever kind of what you run into, but this was probably the whole game plan for the movie because you went out there to film it, correct? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So give us some info on how this came about and how you decided you wanted to make this Tennessee Bigfoot movie.
Well, my parents and I were watching a show called Monsters and Mysteries, and that's a show where people tell their real life encounters with weird creatures. And there was an episode in Tennessee, like Rockwood, Tennessee, set in Rockwood, Tennessee, and it was about the Tennessee Wild Man. And, you know, there was like footage of where in Rockwood where we drove a million times. We're like, hey, we know that building. We drove there on the way to Knoxville. So there was this guy that encountered the Tennessee Wild Man there. And so a few weeks later, we were driving through Rockwood. Is it Rockwood? Yeah. And my parents were like, hey, this is where that Tennessee Wild Man is. And I was like, oh, cool. And I kind of let the thought go, whatever. And the thought came in my head. I was just like, you should make a movie about this. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I need a big crew, a big budget. I don't have that. I need a good camera. And then again, I kind of let the thought go. And it was just kind of like, make it, found footage, film it in your yard, because we live in the middle of the woods. Put your daddy in a costume and
okay.
Film it on your phone. So that's how it came about. And I started writing it because I didn't hesitate to write it. I was super excited to do it.
Okay, and I'm gonna bring up Eddie. I got a question about the story behind it all, but I'm gonna bring up Eddie. We have Eddie right here with the Dodger jacket and Alberto up top with the red shirt on.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna talk about your shirt that you're wearing because somebody actually messaged me about the shirt you were wearing, and I'm gonna ask you questions about that later. So remind me, Eddie, about the T-shirt, okay?
Okay.
Eddie, you got a question for Khalil? Yeah.
So Khalil. So somebody has actually ran into this wild man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Is there footage of it, or is it just...
I have never seen footage of it, but like I said, that show was about somebody that lived in Rockwood actually saw the wild man, him and his brother.
Did he describe what he looked like, or is...
It dates back to 1871. It's the one of the first Bigfoot encounters that has ever been documented. And he's supposed to have red fur, and he's actually one of the shorter type Bigfoots. I think he's like 6 foot, maybe 6 to 7 foot. And
that's a short one?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a short one.
Yeah. some of them are like 8, 9, 10 feet tall.
Dang.
You know, 6 foot short compared to that. So,
wow. So the 10, okay. What, Bigfoot, Tennessee, wild man, is that all the same? Or how do they get all these different, like, little nicknames and stuff like that?
I have no idea.
Just Tennessee wild man, I just imagine it's because of Tennessee and he just looks like a wild man.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Florida has the skunk ape. Oh, we got the Ohio grass man, you got the Yeti, you got the Yowie. It's just kind of a different name. Just what Tennessee calls.
I think we've heard of, didn't Richard Alberto tell us about a skunk ape?
Yeah, that's in Florida.
It's funny, Alberto, because Richard comes up with these names, and we think he's playing with us. Like he said, yeah, they got the skunk ape. I'm like, dude, quit making stuff up. There's the skunk ape. What does he stink?
Yeah. Probably. They probably don't bathe. I've heard they stink. There's been a lot of people say that they've heard of, smelled something god-awful before they even saw it.
Khalil, do you think they're just a ancient species that went into hiding or just lives in the woods?
There's so many theories on that. There's theories that they could be aliens, you know, there could Gigantopithecus. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm curious about that myself, you know, and I watch a lot of Bigfoot shows where people like investigate them and try to figure that out themselves, and to this day we really don't know. Or I don't know, at least.
Alberto, doesn't this sound like we're talking to Richard? He's saying these aliens, Bigfoots, and crazy, huh? I guess there's more than one Richard. I wish Richard could have been here.
More than one Richard?
I hope not. kind of like the way he's always talking about it. He says like these words that when he talks, it's like when Khalil is talking, like the skunk ape. Well, yeah, dude, just rolling off the tongue like it's everyday talk, and we're sitting here going, "What the hell is those names?" Mm-hmm. That's the way our friend Richard of the show is talking about. I guess I don't know. He reads books, or I think he watches TV, the shows, the people who go investigate.
Oh yeah,
the Bigfoot and then the UFOs and stuff like that. So.
Oh yeah.
But this movie that you're doing, you did it by yourself, I guess, with help from your, I guess, family?
Like, yeah, my guys parents. It's just me and my parents in the movie.
Wow. Hmm. And it's also actually going to be in a theater, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the local Palace Theater in Crossville, Tennessee.
Okay,
let me blow you up so you can tell everybody where it's at, what time it's at, how to get there, and what to expect when they get there.
All right, so it's going to be at the Historical Palace Theater in downtown Crossville, Tennessee. It's going to be on April 6th this year. And, the doors open at noon, 12 p.m. And once you get there, you can get snacks, you can buy merch. We'll be selling the DVD, we'll be selling posters, we can sign those if you want to. We'll be selling t-shirts. And it's limited up to 300 seats.
That's pretty good, Eddie. You know, you make
a movie. Yeah, 300 people is a lot of people.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
For somebody who wasn't going to make a movie about it, and then all of a sudden, they do it, and all of a sudden they got a theater, and you know, you got people coming in. you would be surprised how many people are into Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
So many. And yeah. Before I forget, I know I saw some of your promo about the merch that you're going to have at the place. I know you said the shirts are limited. So what I'll do is after your movie comes, premiere does and all that, if there's any shirts left over, I'd like to get some. And okay. Just let me know if there's any left over, because I know you said there was a limited amount. And
yeah.
I don't want to jump in there before it happens, because it should be for your premiere, for the people that show up. So,
well, we actually have sold some. We're not selling the DVD yet. We're only selling the posters and the shirts. We want move people to, the first time for people to see the movie on the big screen.
Oh, okay.
You're cool. So if you do want to buy one, I'll be happy to sell you one. We'll be selling them, I think, at Etsy shop. So if you're on Etsy.
Okay. So for somebody like us, since now you're friends of our show and stuff, can I just message you and we can work something out like that way?
Of course. Yeah.
Because me and Etsy, I'm not a very big Etsy shop already. I know you are.
Yeah.
Is that where you got that jacket?
No.
Oh, God. Sorry. Just messing around, Eddie. Okay. And the DVD, of course, we'll want a copy once the movie comes out.
Okay.
And, thank you. We'll get a hold of you when the movie comes out. And you had some Bigfoot repellent. Did I see that right?
Yes. We actually came up with that like 3 years ago. And it's actually just bug spray, just with the Bigfoot label on it. You know, when are you going to, how do you make Bigfoot repellent out? But we just thought it would be fun. And then the original label just had a Bigfoot on it and said Bigfoot repellent. But now that my movie's coming out, we put the movie poster
on the bottle.
The label. Yeah. So we thought that'd be a fun idea.
Cool.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay. Alberto, I know that I thought we were on our fan page streaming, but we're on the Steve Alberto page. I know Richard just asked a question. Can you see it? Because I just saw the alert pop up, but I can't read it. That's our Bigfoot dude. I want to see what he has to say, if it's anything good.
On what page? The fan page?
On the group. On the fan page. Yeah. I guess he tuned in. I see what I know he wanted to ask questions. I know he liked the shirts too. So. We're going to see what question he has.
Okay.
But Eddie, any other questions about this movie coming out? It sounds pretty interesting.
Will it eventually be on the platforms, like all streaming platforms?
We've been talking about that. So most definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay. So people can... Are we talking about, Eddie, like... What, like Tubi?
Tubi, Hulu.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, probably Amazon Prime, all that fun stuff.
That would be pretty cool. I like that. I like that idea. Yeah.
And wait, how long did it take to make the movie?
Well, it was my first movie. We filmed a lot of the scary parts like in 2021, we thought we had the whole film like finished, and then I edited the whole thing and we only had like 22 minutes of footage, and I was like, I want it to be a full length film. Mm-hmm. And so we waited till the next year so we can have the seasons can be the same, you know, mm-hmm. My surroundings can be the same. And we filmed the rest, and we went to some state parks and filmed some scenes, because my character's from Florida, so I want to go some places and explore them. You know, we filmed at Ozone Falls and Fall Creek Falls, and we went to Jungle Book Falls and my local state park, and yeah, it was pretty fun. So some scenes I might look a little older. I think I look the same, but you know, some people can tell the difference.
Very cool. I think this is a very interesting movie. I want to see it. I can't wait till Wish We Live. It's in Tennessee, I imagine, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're gonna have to wait till after, because we're out here in LA, so we will definitely, after the premiere, I'll get a hold of you
and
we'll get us some copies so we can watch it, because I've been thinking it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And some shirts, of course. I know Richard wants a shirt too, so I might be a good friend to him and get him a shirt too. So,
okay,
I think he'd love that because I'm so. You know what? You could have. He would have been in your film for free. He looks like a Bigfoot with no costume. I'm serious. All right, he looks like a big Bigfoot. Yeah.
I'll keep him in mind.
I'm just kidding. But okay, how can people keep up on social media to hear updates and all that good stuff like a lot of people do? I'm sure you have a page and pages. How can people find your pages?
You can like my Facebook page at Superman Media, and you can send me a friend request on my Cal O'Neill account. And you can also follow my Instagram at Superman Media and Cal O'Neill as well. And my TikTok is at Superman Media as well.
Very, very cool. Eddie, you got another question for Khalil?
Is there something on TikTok on it, or is it just...
I've done some promotional use on TikTok. Oh, okay. I mainly post like record videos on there, but I have posted the trailer on there, and I made a little video about when we made the poster, and I was like, here's the poster to my movie. So, and it's pinned on the top of the account. So yeah,
Have you always been a fan of Bigfoot, or it just came about when you took that trip?
Oh yeah, it was, I grew up on watching Finding Bigfoot, and then when I got older, I found out that there was horror Bigfoot movies, and I wanted to get into them. You know, I did a little begging because I wasn't supposed to watch horror movies back then, but I, you know, I've seen a lot of them. So
okay,
very cool. Alberto, you got any questions for the Bigfoot filmmaker?
No, Eddie covered all my questions.
That's what we thought. Okay, I got a question. Your family, how did they feel about helping you make this movie?
They were excited. My daddy especially, he was like, I told him one day, I was like, do you want to go outside and just film a couple scenes, you know, put on the costume? And he's just like, yeah, that'd be fun, you know? And he's really proud of the movie. He cannot stop watching the scenes.
Dad is the Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the Tennessee Wildman.
He's a Tennessee Wildman.
Yes. Yeah, he is. Yes.
so when this movie comes out in the theater in Tennessee, and then the DVDs are available, when we get one, will he sign it Bigfoot?
Yeah, I had him sign it the creature.
Oh,
because I didn't want people to think, who's this person? So I wanted people to know that he's the creature in the movie.
The creature.
You know, I wanted to be specific on that.
But in the credits, I hope you put his name right in the credits.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I don't want him to feel left out, you know?
Yeah, everyone that helped with this movie is in the credits.
Even creatures, you know, have feelings.
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you have to say to Khalil about his first movie?
Well, I think it's great. I think
coming out in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, April the 6th.
I'm very excited.
I'm picturing the wild man as the guy in the Geico commercial. That's kind of what I don't know.
No, he's kind of friendly, Eddie. Come on.
I know he's friendly.
Yeah, this one's not friendly at all.
But you're just just hairy and...
Hairy, yeah. That's what I'm picturing, but I have to wait to see the movie to...
So we're picturing Geico caveman.
Right.
But scarier, but like mean and stuff.
Probably bigger Geico's... too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Eddie, these guys, how big is the Bigfoot? 8 feet? 9 feet?
That's 6 to 7 foot.
6 to 7 foot. That's a pretty decent size. I thought they were like bigger, but there are bigger ones, right?
Yeah, there's been 10 foot.
He said those were the short ones.
Short for big. Yeah.
They said those were the short ones.
Shorter type.
Oh, 7 footers.
Those are the runts.
Yeah.
The runts of the breed. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, imagine messing around. You run into one. Imagine this, Khalil. You finally run into one, and he's only a 6-footer, so you got a chance, right, to box it out with him. And then the dad comes and the brother, and they're like 10 feet. Oh, man.
Well, they'd still have some pretty good strength to him, though, so I probably wouldn't want to do that.
I believe you. I saw that episode on the $6 Million Man when $6 Million Man fought Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
That dude was strong.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah. I grew up on $6 Million Man. My daddy watched it when he was
Hell
a kid.
Yeah.
That was, he had me watch it, too.
That was the best. When I was little watching, I was like, man, they finally found him and they put him in a show.
Yeah.
I didn't know no better. I was just a kid.
Yeah. And we actually met Lee Majors and Lindsay Wagner.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was a dream come true.
Where was this at?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Was it like one of those tables they had set up where people could meet him, or how did this?
Yeah, it was like a convention, and we actually we pre-ordered, so we could get our photo op with them. So we had to go to a separate room and get our photo with them. But it was really cool. They actually stopped us and they had us take another picture. So we got two with them.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you. I know the creature is with you, but we're not going to bring him on. I usually like to bring on people that are sitting on the side when we have guests on, but we don't want to bring him on, Eddie, because we don't want nobody to know who he is and nothing until the movie's out.
Okay.
He needs to be anonymous and be people got to want to know what's going on, you know? We don't want to see the creature right now. We want to be surprised in the movie. Right, Eddie?
Yeah. Yes.
And we're definitely going to want a copy, so I'm going to keep in contact with you. Until the movie opens, and the day of it opening, we'll put some promos out for you on our side.
Okay, all right.
Once it comes out, then I'll get a hold of you and see how we can get some copies so we can watch it, and then we'll give our review on it and just keep spreading the word for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And Eddie, how about you want to give anybody else in the movie or any other shout outs you want to give?
I'd like to give a shout out to my dad, obviously, because he was perfect for the creature. I mean, he's built, he's huge, and he really did a great job. And I'd like to give a shout out to my mom for being in the movie as well, because she will be in the movie. I can't say which part she's going to be in because it'll spoil a little bit of it. But I'd like to give a shout out to her as well. And yeah, I think that's about it.
I know everybody's thinking this, Eddie, and I know you're thinking it too, Eddie. For the creature, your dad plays the creature, right? Did he not shower for like a month to play the part to really get into the role?
No, he didn't. He did shower.
He showered. Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't know because, Eddie, I thought the Tennessee wild men are stinky.
He's a clean creature.
Oh, he's the clean version. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Eddie, what's the date this movie comes out?
April 6th,
the premiere of Tennessee Bigfoot comes out, and it will be playing in one spot. It's in Tennessee, right, Khalil?
Yes.
And can you give the address and place one more time?
It's in downtown Crossville, Tennessee. What is the specific address? At the Historic Palace Theater. On Main Street.
Historic Palace Theater. On Main Street.
Yes.
So if you're out in Tennessee, you listen to the show, and you're in the area, go support Khalil in his first film, Tennessee Bigfoot. And if you do see it, get back to us. Let us know what you think about it. And tell all your friends if you're a Tennesseer. And if you're not in Tennessee and you love Bigfoot that much, you want to travel to Tennessee to go check it out. And they got cool merch that's going to be there. Shirts, DVDs.
DVDs,
Bigfoot spray, repellent. Mm-hmm. What else? Is there any other merch that I'm not mentioning?
Posters.
We got posters. Signed or unsigned?
That's up to you. You know, like you can buy signed or unsigned. They're not going to cost any extra for autographs.
And since this is the premiere, the first day premiere, will they get to shake hands with the creature himself, or
is he going to be hiding?
Okay, he's not going to be hiding like the Bigfoot.
No.
Okay, good. So you can go shake hands with the creature. You can go shake hands with the woman that's in the movie that we don't know about. That we got. Yeah. Khalil doesn't want to ruin which her part is. So, and
yeah, we'll be there.
It's going to be a very cool adventure, and I'm glad that we are going to be able to share it with you a bit once we get to see the movie too. And we wish you good luck, Eddie. You want to wish and any final sayings to Khalil?
Yeah, best of luck. And what's your next movie going to be?
Well, I actually have two sequel ideas for the Tennessee Bigfoot. I can't give too much away with it, but I'm very excited to work on them.
Is it gonna cling off of this movie, or is it gonna just be a whole different story?
I can't. It will be about me.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah, don't tell us, but at least we know it's in the Bigfoot realm. How's that?
Yeah.
Even though
it's
about you, there's some kind of big feet in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. You were gonna say something. I saw some kind of. What were you gonna say, Khalil?
I don't think I was gonna say anything.
Oh, okay. Eddie, I thought maybe he was doing the Bigfoot dance. What was he doing over there? Okay, well, we're going to have you on again in the future, and next time we'd like to have the creature on with you, at least so he can say hi.
But,
I don't want him to come on now because nobody's seen the movie.
Yeah.
So we want it all to be a surprise, and that's all what that's what movie premieres are. People, that's how you get them in there. You know, they're curious and they want to go see it. So.
Yeah.
You tell your mom and dad that that's great that they support you. And if there's anything we can do, just send us a message and we'll do the best we can. And I want to be in the next Bigfoot movie. Who's that? Is that Richard? Alberto? He wants to be in the next Bigfoot movie.
That's Richard.
Is it Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah. So he's watching. So very cool. I'm happy that we had you on the show. It's very interesting and I can't wait to see it. I like how people come up with ideas and they can put it on the screen or whatever they do, write a book or whatever it is they do. Yeah. I think that's very, very talented. So good job. Good luck. And we will see you soon. Let us know. I'll keep in contact with about the shirts, the DVDs, and how the movie premiere went.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, thanks for coming on, Khalil.
Everybody go follow Khalil.
Thank you for having me.
At Superman Media and on his Khalil Neal Facebook page and Instagram, correct?
Yes.
And Superman Media is also on Facebook and Instagram, correct?
Yes.
And then I did find something that on Instagram, there's also a movie, the Tennessee Bigfoot something. What, can you tell
trailer?
Us?
Trailer?
No, because when I was when we were tagging your promos, the Tennessee Bigfoot movie page came up. Was that you? Because you were following
it. Yes, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it's called Tennessee
Bigfoot Movie.
Tennessee Bigfoot Movie or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was the official Instagram page for the film.
Yes, official. So when you type in Khalil Neal on Instagram, Khalil Neal will come up, Superman Media will come up, and you'll see the Tennessee Bigfoot Movie. Something
trailer.
Will come up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow all of them. How's that?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Khalil, you take care and keep big feeding, all right?
All right. Thank you. Right.
Take care, Khalil.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye bye. I think that was Richard. Was that Richard?
Yeah.
I think so.
How come he only comes on when he wants things?
The way it is, Steve.
He didn't even ask any questions.
No.
Richard, you finally had a Bigfoot guy on. You could have asked questions, unless Richard thinks he already knows everything.
Hey, Richard, what do you feed a Bigfoot? What do they eat?
Hogs.
But I did skunk. What is it? Skunk ape? What was the skunk one called? A skunk ape?
Skunk ape.
That's what he said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee wild man, a skunk ape. There's a couple other terms.
That's what they eat, wild hogs?
Well, apparently.
I guess they eat what they want to eat.
If they're going to carry them and hop in fences, I imagine they're going to eat them. I think they're going to let him go.
Can you imagine seeing one of those things carrying it? Hopping over the fence?
I don't know. I'm trying to believe, Eddie. Do I believe or... I did ask a question. What was the question he asked? Alberto or Eddie, do you know what question I didn't see it. What was your question?
You said you got a notification. If he sent an instant message, I can't get to it.
No, it was a notification on the M25 show group page or fan page.
Well,
but all I saw is it says I want one of those I think it was a t-shirt or something. Is that your question, that you wanted a t-shirt? I don't know. Anyway, well, we can't see the movie until he has the premiere, so I asked him just if we could have some copies before, and he said he's not letting those go until the movie comes out.
Can you imagine you're camping and then you run into this 7-foot creature?
That would never happen to me because I don't go camping.
You don't go
camping. Alberto likes to camp, huh? I don't know.
Alberto likes to camp.
I haven't done it in years.
Well, if you go camping, you should buy a shotgun.
Shoot the rats, huh?
I don't think the BB gun will work with me, so with my rat shooting.
Just go pick up a 12-gauge, man. That'll take care of it. That'll take care of that rat.
Alberto used to go camping every year, didn't
I? Don't know if it'll take care of Bigfoot.
Didn't you go camping every year, Alberto?
I don't be prying into my private life.
I have nothing to say. I don't know. I did ask a question. Richard, we don't know what you asked. All I saw.
Back up because we can't see it. You know, if you're sending instant messages, then we're not going to be able to see that.
They're not messages. They're.
Well, I look for it.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
Richard,
the only thing that
Richard's probably drunk again, and he thinks he sent a question, but he didn't.
The only thing I saw him put is I think he wants a t-shirt.
And he wants to be in the next movie.
He wants to be in the movie.
And I did ask a question about Bigfoot taking two hogs. Oh, man, you asked that about months ago. Now I'm talking about today. We asked him that question about the hogs, and he said, yes, they can do that. Yeah, and we asked him about once he has the hogs under one, a hog under each arm, that he can hurdle fences. And he said, yes, they can.
Jackie joined her Bigfoot, huh?
First of all, why is he hurdling fences?
To get away.
He's got the hog. Who get away from who? Is somebody going to hurt him?
He's stealing.
What are they going to do? He has two hogs. He has to hold them. He can't go through the gate. He has to jump the fence.
So he's like, he steals them and he's running in case he gets caught.
I guess I'm trying to shoot him or something.
Who the hell is going to chase Bigfoot and fucking tackle Bigfoot?
Well, maybe they have a shotgun.
Oh, here we go. I thought you said a shotgun wasn't going to do anything. Well,
it might hurt him.
Like shoot him in the back of the thigh?
You know, give him a stinger.
Give him a cramp in the back of the leg. What do you do if you're able to get him down, like something like that? Like just give him, hit him in the leg where he just falls down. What are you gonna do? Go jump on him and go, hey, where you going?
Run the other way.
Yeah, you're gonna I'll let him go.
Yeah, if you knock him down, if I knock him down, it's just so I can run away. And I mean, I'm not gonna UFC grapple with him.
So
once
okay,
he's down,
say
you run away.
Say Bigfoot goes into your ranch, Alberto, and he steals two of your finest hogs, and he starts running, and you come out with your shotgun. Why in the world would you shoot him? You know darn well you're going to piss him off. He's going to get up and come back towards you.
Well, I mean, maybe drop the hogs, and then I can get back in the house.
Oh, he's going to drop the hogs and run away?
Yeah.
His food?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's going to drop all that bacon, Eddie.
He'll go to Eddie's house and steal his hogs.
Oh, he's got two Eddies under each arm.
Unbelievable.
Imagine if we finally see a Bigfoot, he's got Eddie under one arm.
Eddie under one arm, Will on the other.
Oh, God, no. I don't even think he'd be able to carry Will. The smell would be horrendous. He would look at Will and go, man, you stink.
And they call me the skunk monster.
The skunk ape. Oh, man. Too much. But those shirts are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'll message him and see if he'll let any go for us. Looks like they were long sleeve. I thought they were just t-shirts.
I wonder if they come in different colors.
Hey, he was on. You should ask him.
Well, I didn't think about it till now.
I kind of like the black one. It won't get dirty. Cool. Yeah. I'll ask him if they got... Unless, I don't know, you guys like the long sleeve or if he's got short sleeves better? I kind of like the... I don't know. Shorts. I guess long sleeve's good for it. Well, it's going to get hot.
It has to be long sleeve because the apes are in the woods, so they don't get cuts from the trees and stuff.
Oh, it's for hunters or what? I think it's just for fans, Eddie. I'm not going to be in the woods looking for that thing. Oh, man. A Bigfoot hunter, huh?
A Bigfoot wild man.
I know this, everybody likes Bigfoot, but I saw this story about Abby and Brittany, the conjoined twin. You guys heard about her?
No.
It's a conjoined twin. Got two heads, I think. One's name Abby and one name is Brittany. And she got married.
Which one?
They both got married because they're one body but two heads. I don't know how to explain it. That's a conjoined twin, right?
Yeah.
So apparently they finally got married, and I was thinking, man, Eddie, how would you do something like if you would marry? I don't know how the hell you do that. Abby and her sister Brittany, who are dysphalous. Am I saying that right, Alberto?
I don't know.
Dysphalous conjoined twins appeared on the TLC series Abby and Brittany back in 2012. They secretly got married in 2021.
And, secretly?
Yeah, I don't know why they got what's a big secret for, but they have two heads, and the heads look pretty, you know, they're perfect, and it's one body. And I'm looking at the picture. And they're all, I guess I could say all three, mm-hmm. are smiling in their wedding picture. It's and both, Alberto, both faces of the women on one body, they almost look perfect. Because, like, I picture conjoined twins, like, one maybe is on the side. They're, like right side by side, and they look like perfect heads almost.
Okay.
Look alike?
Yeah. To me, they do. Let me see. I should have took a picture so I could post it, but let me see. Oh, shit. Now it's not letting me in. The bastards. Yeah, they look alike. They're both blonde. They got this. It's weird. It's like a two-headed human being. It's not like one head and then like the heads on top or in the back.
Well, I mean, like some of them are like, when they say conjoined, I mean, it's like the heads are connected together and there's two bodies. So you're saying it's one body, just imagine me, there's another head right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Let me show you. I could do it on my phone. I don't know why I'm looking on this big screen here. I'll show you right now. You guys don't believe it? Looks like
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Okay. It looks like a two-headed woman, like a two-headed person. I'm going to show you right now. Anyway, I'm thinking, man, imagine when you have sex with her. Like if you do it missionary style, you can look at, you could take two girls. You can look to the left and see one, and then look to the other side. Okay, I'm going to show you what she looks like here.
Well, how does that work if one of them wants to do it but one doesn't?
Say too bad.
You're looking, one is happy and one is upset.
Yeah, let me see if you guys can see this. Where do I have my? Where's my camera?
It's right there.
Oh
yeah.
Can you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me. I need three hands. Hold on. Let me blow myself up.
We saw it.
I mean, that's pretty perfect, I think. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks good. God.
So, I mean, they're decent looking girls. They're cute blondes, Eddie. What do you think?
Yeah, they look nice.
So, I'm thinking, like, when you're. Oh, man. Imagine when you're doing her doggy style.
They're both
one can look over the left shoulder. I wonder if the other one can look over the right shoulder when they look behind you, and then it's over.
They both just look back.
Yeah, when they look at you.
Only you would have those thoughts.
Well, hey, they're human. They gotta feel. They want to feel good. They want to have sex.
That's why they got married, right?
But the body's all one, right? They just got two boobs and one vagina, right? I imagine.
I don't know.
I haven't
you're seen the one that read. So. You're the one that's seen the story.
Yeah, but they didn't say, "Hey, she's got two vaginas." It just says the conjoined twin. Conjoined that's twins. How they labeled it. they labeled it as one person, but they didn't say conjoined twins. It says the conjoined twin. But the conjoined twin has two names. Abby and Brittany. Mm. I know who you're talking about, Steve. What do you mean? About the twins? Or was that the Bigfoot talk? Oh, man. Anyway.
I thought
that was interesting.
Well, it's like they both agreed to marry the same guy, so...
They don't have a choice, Eddie.
Well, one of them doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, one of them doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, could you imagine? I mean, how do you... When you go on a date, you go... Well, okay, if you're the guy and you see these girls, first you think, oh, they're sitting close together. Look how cute. And then you go up and you want to ask one out and, hey, would you like to go, would you like to dance? And she's all, yeah. And they both get up together. And like, oh, wait a minute here. What's going on here? What do, Alberto? You do that. You go ask a girl to dance.
Uh-huh.
And they both get up.
I run for it.
Oh, you don't just go... You look, go, hey, I just wanted to dance with her.
Just one, man.
And what if she goes, well, wherever I go, my sister goes. And she literally means it.
Kind of a given, huh?
Yeah. And I wonder which one picks out what panties they wear. I'm curious about that one. What do you think, Eddie?
Maybe they don't wear it.
They don't wear any. Yeah, I wonder if
they don't wear any.
Because when you put your clothes on, it takes a part of your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, does it take both of them to think how to put on clothes, and they have to think with the brain at the same time? To hey, I got to put my left leg in the panty hole.
Don't they say twins usually think alike?
What's that?
Don't they say twins usually have the same thoughts?
I don't know, Alberto.
I don't know.
Shit, I don't know, Eddie. You're asking. I don't know. Who says this?
I don't know any twins.
I've heard that the twins have the same thoughts.
I've heard of the super twins.
So they have two breasts, two arms, one vagina, and then
what?
Two legs.
What are you talking about, Eddie?
I mean,
okay, I think I got it. It's just one regular, like two breasts.
It's one body, but just the two heads.
Yes. But they got two heads, so the brain sends the vibes down the spinal cord, right, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two brain. It's got to be two brains because there's two heads.
Yeah,
and that's the brain is right in the middle. It's just a big old nugget or something. I wonder if they both have their own brain.
I'm sure they do. They have to.
Because this one, I've seen twins like that. Where it looked like the head was on the side or in the back.
Mm-hmm.
This one, man, it looks pretty like evenly, like they're side to side, like it's a like on that robot movie with Wolverine. What was that movie called? Real Steel. Remember when he fought that robot with two heads? Towers or whatever.
I didn't see that called.
I only heard the song.
But the head looks like they're pretty close. I mean, you know, not too. Not like it's on the back of the head or on the top, or it looked like it's on the side to side. No, Eddie, or was I seeing things?
No, it looks like the side right by each other, right side
and
by side.
And they were pretty girls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good looking girls.
So I guess, imagine walking, going out on a date, going to the movies or something, and you're holding mm-hmm. hands and go to the show. Do you have to pay for two tickets or three? Like, if I want to go to the movies, do I got to buy three tickets, or can I just buy two?
You're taking up one seat.
You go to, like, a buffet or something, like, per person. How many do you pay for, two people or three people?
Ah, there you go. If you go to a buffet, Eddie, what do? You pay for two, because you got two other mouths to feed.
Well, you got two mouths, but one stomach. How do you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, shit. That's right. Then what happens if one eats too much? The other one gets mad and they start arguing?
One wants to be fed and the other one doesn't care.
Oh, man. What happens? Okay, you know, I'm not making fun of them, but like if they're in intimate, you know, they're and one's giving head, what does the other one do? Just kind of kick back or?
Just watches.
She just watches from the side of her eye or what?
Close her
eye. She's pretty straight up, huh? Or she just. I wonder if she'd be able to reach the balls.
Oh,
man. Could you imagine that? You got one on the head and one on the balls?
It's gone a horrible twist. Anyways, I got a private message. It says, it's two people. Only Abby is married. So.
What?
So I don't know how that works.
Only Abby's married and the other one is just kind of along for the ride?
I guess so.
Oh, my God. Who knows?
Who's the other one? Beth?
It's Brittany and Abby.
Brittany.
Abby and Brittany.
So what happens if Brittany wants to get married to some other guy?
Oh, man. Okay, so do they both feel like pain? Like if you pinch them, do they both feel it?
I assume they have separate nervous systems.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, so that, they share the nervous system up to the brain, and then it has to split.
But they both have brains.
So, like, if you, like, slapped her on the ass or something, do they both feel it, or is it what cheek you slap? Like, if you slap the left cheek, the one on the left feels it?
I don't know.
This is very strange now.
Okay, I'm also getting more updates. They have two hearts and two stomachs.
Oh, man.
Two stomachs. So maybe you do have to pay for two buffets.
that rule's out, Eddie. He's not going to spend that much money.
Man, you'd have to get another job, man. Shit. Especially if she likes to eat.
God. That's crazy.
So two hearts and two stomachs. That's... Okay, so I take it Abby's married? This person said Abby's married, right? And,
yes.
And the other one's... Not... So the other one is just... She's doing it for her sister.
She's just putting up with it.
Man, so like when they have sex and she's not really, the guy's not her type and she doesn't like it, she just got to lay there and take it?
I guess
just
so.
Just close her eyes.
Oh, God, no. What if he's big and it hurts and she doesn't feel the pain? When he wants to do a facial on her, like, you know, what happens? Does the other one go, oh, my God, not again?
Please aim correctly.
I hope he doesn't eat elderberry. It's getting all over the place. Eddie, what's going on in this world?
Why'd you bring up this story?
Only you can think of stuff like this.
I think they can't. So they could actually be cut apart then if they have two hearts and two stomachs.
It depends how it's all inside. I don't know.
Man, what a life. I mean, how do you think the guy... Eddie, how would you feel if you were with a woman like that? You were women?
I mean, don't know.
Would you say, hey, you got two girls? Or how do you say that?
Well, I think technically you do, because it's two heads, two stomachs, two...
Two hearts?
Two hearts. Two hearts that beat as one.
Man. Well, I guess. That would be very interesting. Imagine if... Let's say you're with her and you're a guy, and just say you're a shy guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you're with a woman and you're with them for a long time, you become boyfriend and girlfriend and you've dated a long time, then you get comfortable, like, especially like when you're having sex and you're being intimate, and then let's say you finally become comfortable with that one, but the other one you're like, oh, mm-hmm. man, you're all nervous because she looks like she's watching us and... You know, it's going to take twice as long to be comfortable. Now you got two chicks looking at you naked when you get out of bed to go to the bathroom after that after piss sex.
You ever join in?
Well, I don't think she's got a choice, Eddie. Man. Anyway, well, if anybody wanted to know about them, I thought they were both married, but I guess he only married one. What do we have? We have somebody who's... a watcher of this show that's messaging you?
I got a private consultant on the side, so...
Okay, well...
I get criticisms of the show in real time.
All right. Well, I apologize. I never watched the show. I just saw a little topic. I brought it up. I'm sorry. I didn't know they had two hearts, two stomachs. If they got two anything else's, I'm sorry. But all I know is they're all in one body.
Someone said two heads are better than one.
Yeah, I would do that. I would sleep with her, just to see. I can imagine that when you're doing it, and then you're looking at two. Yeah, and you gotta fucking giggle a little bit. God, imagine arguing with two women at the same body. Jesus, I wouldn't last. I'd be divorced. You can win. You can barely win with one woman when you're fighting with her. Then you got two heads yelling at you.
It'd take. Yeah, it'd be tough.
Well, I wonder if they clean faster and clean more. What do you think when they clean the house?
No, because the body has to. It's one body.
Yeah, but one of them can say, "Come on, let's go. We gotta hurry. Steve's gonna get upset. We gotta hurry and get his laundry done."
And the other one's like, "I don't give a shit. I don't like Steve." So you got half a body working cleaning the house.
So okay, this is just a scenario before we get off this topic.
Okay,
like let's say I'm dating her, right? Mm-hmm. And you know I wanted to get her worn undies that are laying on the ground after she wears them, right? And I smell them. Whose am I smelling? Brittany's or Abby's?
It depends which. And what if
well, just
would they both be happy that I'm into them that much that I do that, or would one be mad and one be, oh, that's cute? Imagine if they both start fighting with each other. Oh,
I assume they have. I mean, if it's two separate brains, they got two separate life views.
How do they look each other in the eye when they do that?
Yeah. I'm sure they've disagreed with each other.
Is that in front of the mirror?
Oh no. They have to go in the restroom to look in the mirror to confront each other.
I guess so.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know their neck rotation ability, so.
Yeah, I don't know if they could turn and look. Maybe they do side eye. They argue side eyed. Okay, guys, I'm not making fun of them. It's very bizarre, and I don't know.
We wish them the best.
Yeah, I would go out on a one date with them. And check it out and see how far I can get. And
just maybe one way.
Nice and sweet.
Maybe if you like them.
Then I guess I'm going to have to be with them for a while. But I don't know. They're pretty. They're pretty girls.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Eddie, I'm surprised you would be so negative about them.
I'm not negative. So when you go to a restaurant, what do you say? Table for three?
Table for three. Two. Got three stomachs coming in. You know, my lady eats a lot, so give us a bigger table. Oh man, too much. Okay, yeah. Okay. I hate to. I don't like talking about sports because it's really sometimes it gets heated. But since Eddie's wearing his Dodger jacket, what is the whole deal with this this betting thing going on? Do you guys believe what's being said or? I know there was two stories. The first story came out that some dude was paying off this pitcher's debt, and then it changed to, he used money out of his account or something. I don't know. What's going on? And I'll let you guys. I'm not a big Dodger fan, but I just hear what I hear on the news.
From what I've heard, the interpreter admitted that it was all his fault. So,
well, that the interpreter was doing the gambling, and then he got into problems.
Debt.
Yeah, debt. So his friend Otani, mm-hmm. you know, gave him the money. That was like the original. But then the story is
that was original. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Then the story changed that the interpreter stole it from him.
Stole
that me. Otani had no clue. So they fired him. And what is the now? The story is what now? That Otani's doing the gambling, and the interpreter was just.
I haven't heard that one.
This is a. The deep conspiracy. So the interpreter was the one, you know, going making the bets and stuff.
I don't know. I've heard two stories. That one you're saying is something you would think. I would have thought, oh, maybe he's just the fall guy.
Yeah.
But I heard the two ones that you first one you said that he was helping his friend pay off some debt, and then after that it was like, oh no, the guy used the money himself and stole it from him and. I'm just wondering how, if that's true, okay, let's say it's true, that would have to mean he would have to have access to his monies, right?
Yeah.
You just don't, like me and Alberto are friends, but that doesn't mean Alberto, if he needs some bucks, he's going to go to my bank and say, hey, give me a couple $1,000 and I'm going to miss it, you know?
Steve doesn't have that much, but.
Yeah, but let's say it did, but these guys pulled out how much money?
I don't know the exact amount.
Millions. I mean, you're not going to miss millions of dollars. It's not like a couple dollars.
Was $4.5 million.
Yeah.
Unless he's what do you call it? What do you call it when you have
power of attorney
or his lawyer? I don't know if his accountant can. Does his accountant has a power of attorney, right?
I mean, accountant has. if he has the ability to pull money out for you, because I mean, that's an accountant, but you know, real rich people or like celebrities, they have people who handle the money. They handle transactions, like, you know, if we're a rock and roll band, there'll be somebody will pay all the bills. You know, they'll do all the paying for the hotels and everything, so we're not bothered by that. And then if you have the access to the money, then you can. And it happens a lot, you know. These accountants, you know, they'll take a little bit here and there, you know.
So they have access, and they have basically whoever's money it is gives them, hey, okay, I want you just pay my bills, and yeah. I trust in you that you're gonna mm-hmm. do right. But there's an agreement. An accountant just didn't roll in and without your agreement says, hey, I'm gonna handle your stuff without no signature saying. Yeah. I mean, it's okay, or
yeah, you'll have to, like I said, you'll have to give them some kind of power or access to the accounts.
I would think it would be better to stick with the first story, to say, hey, my buddy is gambling and he's got a problem and I needed to pay it off for him, yeah, or whatever. You
know, he was gonna get his hand cut off or something.
Yeah, I would stick with that story than saying, I have no idea. I should have paid attention to my bank account and saw $4 million missing.
So what story? The stealing story or that I gave him money?
The first one, I would believe more the first one saying...
He came ask me for money and then, you know, I didn't know what for. He just said he was in trouble.
Oh, no, so. He knew. Well, he had to tell him. If he wants to say, hey, I need $4 million, Oshani's going to go, huh? What do you need $4 million for? Like, see if you need, hey, can I borrow a couple $1,000s, but $4
million? I think he just made
payments. Hey, I got in trouble. I'm in gambling debt. I'm scared. Can you help me out?
He did the payments in $500,000 increments, so.
Well, then that sounds more sketchy.
Yeah, $500,000.
Well, if you're stealing the money...
Yeah, if you're stealing it, I think you don't want to take the whole $4.5 million right off the bat, you know. And
well, why didn't they just say that from the beginning?
Like Ohtani makes $40 million a year, so
I believe it. That's a lot of money. That's nothing to him. What you're talking about, yeah. $500,000 or whatever, even $1 million is probably not a lot, you know, for mm-hmm. whatever he's getting paid. But I mean, it's a lot to if you have a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have a bank account and I see $800 missing, I'm gonna see it. Even if I miss $500, I'm gonna see it. I'm not rich, but I mean, if I miss it like 25 cents, I may not see it, you know, because that's nothing. But if you start getting a little bit bigger,
I think people like that don't look at their bank accounts that often, because I mean, they make so much money that.
Well, I understand if this guy has access to his monies and does everything for him. And basically mm-hmm. is his money handler, and he can pretty much do whatever he wants. He could take it all and split if he wanted to. Then that's all he has to say from the get-go, not say, oh, he had a gambling problem, I paid it off, we're good. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened, he said that, and they kind of investigated, going, okay, well, you're not power of attorney for him, or you're not this and that. How did this happen? Or, you know,
well, I guess we'll find out. Money?
Unless it's laying around in what's his name, Ohtani?
Ohtani,
unless he has millions of dollars laying in his bedroom, he just picked up the cash and split.
No, because they were wire transfers, so it wasn't just.
There's no way that Ohtani.
Ohtani. All right, we'll find out. They're investigating, so.
Well, for him, I hope not, because.
Yeah, I hope not.
Man, you got all that money. What the hell you... If it's true, I hope it's not, because that's not a good thing, but if it's true, why would you even... How much does this guy get? Like an $800 million deal or something like that?
$700 million for...
Just bet
years.
In your head. Shit. Got all the money. All the money you could...
Well, betting is not illegal in California. I mean...
But on baseball.
On baseball, yeah. But he said he didn't bet on baseball. Just soccer, football.
It's a whole thing. I mean, since the Pete Rose thing, it's...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember a story, I think, back then that... You know, the Dodgers would do like a pool during spring training for like March Madness, and then they go, no, we're going to stop that, because you don't even want to, they don't want people even thinking you're gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure these players won't even get in like Super Bowl pools like you guys did, because, you know, they don't want the trouble. But, you know, some people want the thrill, and, you know, they want to gamble, and they're going to do it.
Okay, so how about this? Say you play baseball. just bet, don't bet in baseball because you're involved in there. I mean, yeah, especially don't bet on your own game, for one.
Can't bet on your own sport.
Yeah, don't bet on your own sport. If you want to bet on football, soccer, or whatever, then you have no issues in there. You're not playing in that league to where you could, like, you know what I mean? That'd be like if you play baseball and you bet against your team. You know, so they know, well, you're not going to try, you know?
You're the starting pitcher, so you're just sending them right down the middle.
Yeah.
That's what they said. That's what they said Pete Rose was doing, right?
Oh, that's why he is where he is right now.
Well, I think Pete Rose bet on baseball, but Pete Rose claimed he didn't bet on his team. So.
I don't know. Man, can't just bet on that. There's so many things to bet on.
Can you just not bet until you retire?
If I had
after you retire, go gamble all you want?
Most people, when they gamble, why do we gamble as ordinary humans? Why do we gamble?
Because we want to win money.
We want to win money. What happens, Alberto, if you have $900 million in the bank? What the hell what do you want more money for?
I want a billion, so I'm going to make some bets.
Ah, Jesus. Put it in the bank for about 24 hours. You probably get that billion.
Speaking off interest of billions, alone. Someone won the billion-dollar lottery, huh?
I have no idea. Well, it wasn't us. Because we're on here right now.
Yep. I'd be long gone.
In New Jersey. Someone in New Jersey won.
That figures. The New Jersey Wild Man.
$1 billion.
Heavy duty. Well, so today is opening day for baseball, right?
Today is opening day.
Opening day.
Opening day. Official opening day. I mean, there were two games already played. But
yeah, there were two games already in Korea.
Oh, that don't count.
But no, they actually do count. They're part of the standings.
Yeah, they did count.
Official, the whole league is today.
Well, I'm talking about officially. I'm not talking
official United States baseball.
I'm not messing around with Korea and all that stuff.
There were American teams in Korea.
I know, but when we start going into other countries, I don't want to be involved.
Okay,
that's so great. They want to fly to Korea to play ball. That's great.
So you're not involved.
I don't want to be. I want the official date of opening day. If it was last week, then hey, let it be. I'm sorry, I'm late.
In Steve's world, those two games didn't count. So.
Okay, so when is official opening day of baseball on the calendar?
Today.
For baseball. Today?
Today.
Even though there was a couple games played in another country.
Yeah.
Today. Mm-hmm.
And then those teams come back and play more spring training games. Yeah. I don't get it, but then there's money to be made, so.
Yep.
Well, I think every team should play on opening day.
I think there are 14 not playing just because of weather.
Well, they at least show up and be on the schedule. How many games would there be on opening day if every team played?
15.
Man, they could do that. That's 15 different places.
More than 15 games.
If every team in the Major League Baseball played each other or
played a game on opening day.
Whatever matches they can make, there would be 15 games?
Yes.
So that means there's 30 teams?
Yes.
Okay, Eddie acting like he writes the schedule.
Eddie thought there were 30 games, so every team would play itself. Yeah,
I don't know.
But today is opening day, officially, in the United States.
In the United States, okay. Alberto, did you have any other news that can top the Twins?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No. What if they get pregnant?
Well, I don't know. They have two uteruses.
I'll
wait for my consultant.
So whose baby is it? Both of theirs?
It's the dude's.
Like when the dude releases the seed, and it goes to the egg.
What if it goes to the wrong ovary? Or he's trying to get to get the other.
Yeah, when they start fighting and say, "No, it's my baby. No, it's mine. It hit my egg."
Did you ever watch that show, Steve, or Father?
No, Alberto, you did though, didn't you?
Nope.
That was that one that was. Was that controversial or something?
Yeah, that guy that was masturbating and then.
Yeah, the doctor. Eddie, I don't even want to see that. I was just telling you that because I was like, okay, Eddie had a good topic, but Eddie, I don't want to see that. That's destructive to this world.
You don't show it. They don't show him doing it.
Eddie was promoting that like the Tennessee Bigfoot movie.
It was interesting.
Imagine if he did that. He ejaculated in a cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say he did it for 7 days. Same cup, different days, and then he shook it up like a martini. And then he put it in. What would happen? Would it be like a super baby or something? Or
be just one regular baby.
Just one regular baby.
The typical laws of nature apply. Only one sperm's going to get in there.
Only one sperm can get in.
So do you guys believe, like, let's say, like, seven dudes in 7 days did it in a cup, all in the same cup in 7 days, and it's all different semen?
Well,
didn't you know what happens,
all,
right?
They fight each other to the death.
So they would all fight, all seven men's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
our DNAs or whatever you call it.
That's
a million man army. It's a million man army.
Well, seven of them.
7 million man army.
only one survives.
So that's a whole civil war right there, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. Well, how would you feel if you were one of those seven guys? Would you always be wondering, I wonder if I won.
Yeah, I think you won. That's what
DNA tests are for.
Also, then you just have to wait till the kids. Till the kids born, or can you do it beforehand?
I don't know. I don't have that answer.
We should do that before somebody thinks of this. We'll come up with a show, and that's how we'll do it. We'll have seven guys come on every week. They'll dump it in a cup.
We'll
shake it up like a martini, and then we'll get the girl.
We'll turkey baste her into the girl.
Yes, and then when she has the baby, we'll take the DNA and see who the winner is.
Think Will do it?
Yeah, he'll do it.
That's all. Guy's pay a him. Pig.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you pay him. Will won't give anything up for free, whether we'll it's his sperm, his bone marrow, or...
We'll feed him.
We're going to have to sign a lot of waivers, because, you know, we don't want to be end up having responsible for the kid, so I don't know.
The woman would really want a baby.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when they're they can't, they can't have a baby.
And then what are we doing with the guys? You know, the winner has to pay for it, or do the six losers have to pay? And the winner, you know, he gets the glory.
No, we'll ask the woman to go, okay, you can be in this show and maybe you'll get famous from your face being on screen, but the guy, he's not going to take care of the baby or you. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
I mean, you know, straight up forward. That's what you got to be. You can't just say, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be taken care of, and then lie to him. Yeah, the dad will take care of you. Don't worry about it. If not, we will. And then everybody splits. when she has the baby. No, we couldn't do that. But I think I'm surprised that... Could you imagine, Eddie, if you were in that group of seven?
No, I can't.
We could call it the Dirty Dozen.
Okay.
Well,
Lucky Seven.
Seven, huh? The Dirty Seven?
Lucky Seven?
The Lucky Seven.
The Magnificent Seven?
The Magnificent Seven.
Magnificent Seven.
Only the strongest survive. Eddie, would you work out and stuff? Or how would you make it so your guys would win?
Is there
an exercise you can do?
I don't think working out helps out. They're either stronger or not.
Doesn't help.
No?
Nope.
What about just not playing with yourself until the time comes? Because if you go and there's only like a little drop come out,
it's not gonna help
squirt,
either.
The more manpower you got.
It's not going to help either.
Oh, man. Would you be proud if you won? Like you get like a gold medal and stuff?
Yeah, what does the guy, does the guy get out of it? The lady
what
gets
does
the
guy
child.
Get?
The lady gets the child she wants.
Yes.
And the guy glory?
The guy child gets support.
The
child
macho.
Support.
No, he doesn't get child. There's no child
no,
support.
No. We'll do it as, you know, it's a seven guys for every girl. And, you know, we'll do like a sports league. You know, there's wins and losses. We'll do a whole season. And at the end, there's a champion, you know.
We'll have playoffs at the end and
the top four.
Yeah, the final four.
and then you know, when the child's born, I don't know how we do it, because we can.
Yeah,
so four guys, you know, they get the last challenge.
It's still going on, right? The March Madness.
Yes, it is. Sweet 16 starts today.
Yeah.
Is UCLA still in it?
Why did Eddie always have to crush our TV
women,
dreams that we've
women
come
only,
up with?
Eddie. come on, Eddie. We're trying to come up, you know, patent pending people. Don't be trying to steal our idea. This is MC5 show exclusive.
Eddie wanted to know what the guy gets out of it. Eddie, you're the strongest man in the US of A. Hell, we might go global in the world. That means your sperm is the strongest. It made it through a lot of fights. Isn't that good enough? We'll give you a trophy or something. I don't know.
How many competitions? It's going to be like the NFL, just like 17, and then we go to the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to make sure that it's not a fluke. Like, he wins one, and then he may lose the rest. He's got to have a good record.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's upsets. Thinking,
instead of, seven at a time, we do kind of like the NFL. So it'll be two guys. We'll make divisions of guys. And they'll be like, games, So it'll be just two guys. They go into the girl. And then the winner, that's the win-loss. And then there'll be the playoffs until, the Super Bowl.
What do you think, Eddie?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
So we need 32 guys. What's it, 16? How many can they play? 17 games, right? So 16 women. I don't know. Times 17. I don't know how this is going to work. We're going to need a lot more women. I just know that.
Yeah. There's a lot of women out there that want to be involved. Don't worry.
All right.
they like this stuff.
There's money just fame involved.
Yeah. Just being on the show will be good enough. They'll be happy and, they'll have a little partner for life.
A little kid for life.
Yeah. Eddie, how come you're not in this? This is good stuff, Eddie. You don't like to create in this world?
I procreated already.
Both that we know and that we don't know.
This is all because of Eddie's show he likes. What's it called?
Our Father.
Our Father. Oh, man. So stay tuned for the, what is it going to be called? The Magnificent Seven?
Well, no, if we go by your way, yeah. Otherwise, we got to come up with a new name.
What would it have to be? How many people are involved in the whole season? Or?
Yeah. Oh, we just have to come up with a, like the National Football League, the National Pregnancy League or whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Well, yeah, that guy's movie, the movie Khalil, is the same weekend as WrestleMania.
It's already WrestleMania time?
Next week.
I think it's next month, isn't it?
Next weekend.
In Los Angeles?
Philadelphia.
Brotherly Love. The city of Brotherly Love.
Is this the one where The Rock's back or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's beating up the other guy.
Is he going to win? He's probably going to win, right?
I don't know how it's going to work out.
I don't know.
Isn't he fighting the guy that hasn't lost in like 10 years or something?
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, I thought he was fighting...
No, they switched all that up. The fans got upset. Because it was going to be The Rock against Roman Reigns, and then the fans got upset. So Cody took it back, and then for the past month, now The Rock's a bad guy.
So they want the Cody Rhodes to win.
Everybody wants Cody Rhodes to win.
Is he going to win, Eddie?
I don't know. Isn't it Cody and some other guy fighting The Rock and Roman Reigns?
Oh, it's a tag team?
On night one.
It's a tag team.
Night one.
It's a two-night event now.
So is night one is going to be the heavyweight. Is it the heavyweight championship?
Night two. So night one, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins are going to face The Rock and Roman Reigns. And then depending on the outcome of the match, if Seth and Cody wins, then it's going to be Cody and Roman alone. That nobody can be at ringside. And if The Rock and Roman win, anything goes in the match. So everybody's going to be there, interference. There's no rules. Just get the pin.
Just
get the pin. Yeah, it's 2 days.
Okay, wait a minute. So who's The Rock's partner?
Roman
Reigns. Can you get into the two events on one ticket?
Two separate tickets.
Damn. I'm confused. So
okay. Me too.
There's a tag team match. It's not for the belt or nothing. It's just to see who's going to fight the next night.
It's what the rules are for the next night for the heavyweight championship fight.
The rules.
So
it doesn't matter who wins or loses. Whoever's fighting the next night is going to fight?
They're going to fight, but under what rules? If Cody and Seth wins, then it has to be a one-on-one match. There can't be no interference.
Okay.
All of Roman's family has to stay in the back.
Okay.
If Roman and The Rock win, then it's what they call bloodline rules. So it's a no disqualification match. So, anybody can show up and just fight and weapons and all over the building.
And that's if The Rock wins?
The Rock and Roman win the tag team match.
So, So they're the bad guys, Rock and Roman?
They're the bad guys.
So they're going to be a tag team when they were just not too long ago to fight each other?
So, okay. So at the Royal Rumble, Cody wins. And everybody thinks it, because there's two championships he can choose. He can choose the Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins.
Okay.
So everybody is thinking he's going to choose Roman Reigns because they fought last year and then there was some cheating at the end and Cody lost.
Okay.
So while he's making the decision, the Rock comes back and Cody says, yeah, I'm gonna fight Seth because, you know, somebody else wants to fight you. So here comes the Rock. All the fans get upset. So a couple weeks go by and they're doing this thing in Vegas and the Rock and Roman are on the stage and the Rock's doing the whole thing, you know, talking about his family because it's a big family thing. And then Cody comes out and says, nope, I changed my mind. I want to fight Roman Reigns. I won the Rumble. I get to choose. So then the Rock goes heel and he slaps him in the face. And then so the Rock says, you know, now I'm going to stick with my family because Roman and Rock are family. I think they're cousins.
Okay.
So that's where we are now. So Roman now with his cousin and the bad guy. And then Cody Rhodes is going to fight Roman. And then Seth said, I'll fight with you.
Weren't they partners at one time? Seth and Roman?
Yes, on the Shield.
They're not friends no more though, right?
Not anymore. Give it a year. They'll be buddies next year. That's the way of wrestling.
So the main event is on the second night and it's Cody against Roman. Okay.
And the main event of the first night will determine the rules for the main event of the second night.
Gotcha. Gee.
What about the women? Who's the women going to fight?
The women?
But who's the main event for the women?
There is no main event. I mean, they're just part of them. They're one of the matches.
There's no title. There any title?
There's no title?
There are two women titles.
Are they fighting?
Yeah, they're both. Becky Lynch will fight. Oh gosh, I think Rhea Ripley, and then Bayley is fighting the other woman champion.
Is that big girl back?
Yeah, she's back. Your favorite. Yeah,
remember what she got? Did she get fired or something? Because she was upset. I remember I saw her on Instagram saying, "I can't believe they let me go." And
yeah, she got released. I think somewhere in the past, and she
why
came
they
back.
Bring her back? Just because
they needed somebody.
I kind of like that. She's a thick girl, man. I like that shit.
Nia Jax.
Yeah, I like that. She looked like she'd been working out. I saw a picture of her not too long ago. Looks like she's slimmed down.
Yeah, I think she's gotten better.
I mean, she's still, you know, she's still thick, but she's lost some weight.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. I like to be her laundry man. After this,
she'll have a lot less laundry after Steve's done.
That's right. She never had to worry about it again.
She wears those leggings too, Steve.
Oh God, no. Yes. Yeah, that wrestling is all over the place. It's hard to follow sometimes.
I don't even watch anymore. I just get the updates on Facebook.
I watch it sometimes. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. And there's nothing else on. Let's see what's on wrestling.
Well, before we get out of here, Alberto, you want to tell everybody about our sponsor?
Sure, Natural Wonders. Give me a second. Full screen.
What about Eddie? I'd ask Eddie, but Eddie... Oh, damn it, Eddie. Hey. Eddie gets upset when I do... Oh, Eddie, turn the light back on. Stop it.
Eddie's...
Eddie's going incognito.
Yeah.
There we go. Hemp lotion.
Eddie, do your hemp lotion.
Excuse me.
Get yourself some implosion. That's right. Good for your hands. Anyway,
naturalwonders.com. Go to Natural Wonders. All natural products. Just go to the website. Wonders spelled WUNDERZ. And when you go to checkout, enter the code THEM25SHOW. You'll get 25% off your product. Right there. If you want to go to THEM25SHOW.com, go to the sponsors link. You'll see there the link. You'll see the code. If you're listening to the podcast, go to the show description, and then you'll see it right there. Number one, a sponsor. You'll see the code, the website, link, everything you need.
That's it. And I'm done.
Well done.
go do your shopping online, get that 25% off using the promo code TheM25Show.
Yep.
And we'd like to thank our guest, Khalil Neal, for his movie comes out April 6th, Eddie?
April 6th.
It's called The Tennessee Bigfoot. Go follow him on Instagram and Facebook under Khalil Neal or Superman Media.
Superman Media.
And you can find out all the information about the movie Tennessee Bigfoot.
Tennessee.
And since I haven't brought it up, Alyssa's going to be off for a few more weeks. She's got, she is on a, what do you call it?
Sabbatical?
She's out there looking for herself. I don't know. What is that called when you're out there?
A spiritual journey?
Yeah, she's on a spiritual journey, Eddie.
She's trying to find out if she wants to be your friend anymore.
Probably. So I gave her all the space she needs. No, she has some things going on, and she said she needed to take some time off. But once the schedule gets back to normal, she'll be back. So I think she'll be back in three more weeks, I think. Three or four. I don't know.
All right.
So she'll be back, Eddie.
Because everybody's wandering there.
Sounds good.
You can sleep soundly tonight, Neil. She's safe and...
Yeah, we didn't do anything to her. Yeah.
Well, Steve didn't do anything to her.
No, hell no. And Eddie, nobody did anything to her. She's taking some vacation time. What do you call it when you have that time off?
Paid time off?
Yeah, paid time. She's getting paid time off without getting paid.
She's taking her PTO.
PTO, there you go. She's taking her PTO time off because she just wants to use all that money she's making from the show and go have some fun.
Travel around the world.
Yep, travel all around the world, Eddie.
That sounds good.
To Thailand, to Cambodia. To the Virgin Islands.
Vietnam. Well,
she's not a virgin, but...
Vietnam. If you see Alyssa out in the wild, send us a picture. We'll put her here on the show.
Yeah, if she's running around in a thong or anything, please send it my way first, and then
a picture. A picture. Not, no, don't try to take her thong away. You gotta be more clear with Steve. You know, his fans will misinterpret stuff.
But let me see here. Yeah, that's it for today. We're gonna roll things up. And
put a bow in this package.
Eddie, you like packages?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Before we go,
oh boy,
I got. I don't know how I forgot about this, Eddie. If you had a group of friends that are all dudes, and they referred to you as daddy, would you be okay with that?
No.
This for packages?
No. I'm just saying. It was something I was going to talk about, but I totally forgot. It was the main thing I wanted to talk about, and I forgot today.
You got to start writing down, Alberto.
You were hanging out with your buddies, all dudes, Alberto.
Yeah.
And one of them always referred to you as daddy. Would you be okay with that?
Only one?
Yeah, just one of them go, hey, what's up, daddy?
No, maybe if it's cute, maybe.
Hey, you gonna give me a call later, daddy?
If it's cute, if it's an ugly guy, then I'm gonna be upset.
Oh, Lord. Eddie.
No.
Are you okay? Isn't that kind of weird if somebody's calling you daddy?
Yep.
Sweet daddy. And not like the 60s daddy-o. I'm talking about daddy.
Sweet daddy.
Sweet daddy. Not like sweet daddy either from Good Times. I'm talking like when a girl calls you daddy.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, but how would you say, hey, could you please not say that? Or what do you do? How do you tell them, hey, I don't know about all this daddy stuff.
Can you please not refer to me as your daddy?
That's how you say it?
Yeah.
What are you in a business meeting or what? This is like one of your friends or something.
Eddie, you'll get a lawyer to write up a contract.
Yeah, you can call me daddy. What's wrong with you?
I would give anything to be in that crowd. But we're all hanging out, and one of your buddies just says, "Hey, daddy, how come you didn't call me yesterday?" Maybe he'd be at a baseball game or something. He's mad. Everybody turn around and look and go, damn, he's called him daddy. And then okay. All right, let's get out of here.
What do you got, a secret message there?
No, I'm all messed up. I've been through some a couple days. I've been through a lot, Alberto.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. We got another one of those. And he's had enough. He's quit.
I was just kidding, Eddie.
Oh, man.
I guess I should have just cut off the show. Yeah. We were going to.
Yeah, man. It was a perfect show.
Oh,
well, tune in
man.
Next week. It's just me and Steve again.
Well, hopefully Daddy's back next week.
Eddie's going to get a letter in the mail again.
Oh, my gosh. He wasn't bad, was he? What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, here he is.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's his internet. Eddie, I thought you got mad. I was like, oh, no. I was just kidding, Eddie.
Damn, yeah, man.
No, I accidentally hit the leave studio button.
Oh, boy.
Hey, imagine, remember when David actually, when you butt dialed David?
Yeah.
And then he said, hey, what's up, Eddie? What if he would have said, hey, what's up, Daddy? All right, that's enough. We better get out of here.
We're going to get in trouble
listen,
here.
Is there nothing, man?
Okay, let me find out how to get out of this place.
It's a true story, though. I did butt dial.
I thought you meant the David story was true.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's get out of here. We'll see everybody next week, and everybody be cool. Have fun, and if you're hanging around with your friends that are guys, please don't call them daddy. That's not right, okay?
Especially if your friend is daddy.
Go Dodgers.
You guys.
Dodgers.
Face stupid reality again.